You're listening to The Leonard Lopate Show on AM 820 and 93.9 WNYC.
It's 1934, and a world-famous tenor is soon to arrive in Cleveland to perform in the local opera company's gala. Everyone wants a piece of the great performer, and a young assistant is left to take care of him until curtain time. What could possibly go wrong? Well, in the screwball comedy Lend Me a Tenor, quite a lot. Joining me now are two of its stars, Tony Shalhoub and Jan Maxwell. And also here is Stanley Tucci, who directed this revival at the Music Box Theater at 239 West 45th Street. I'm very pleased to welcome all of them to our show today. And all welcome back, in fact. Stanley, how did this revival come about? Was this play something you had wanted to direct?
No, I didn't know the play at all. I'd never read a play before.
Just learned lines on certain pages.
Yeah, that's all. Yeah,
he just wrote a few.
Right. I had done a play 7 years ago for the Araka group, the people who produced this play, Frankie and Johnny and the Claire de Lune. And
as an actor.
As an actor, yeah. And after that, they had wanted me to do some other shows, but I wasn't able to do them. But I said, if you ever want me to direct a play, I'd love to. So a couple of years ago, they came to me, and we started looking through plays and all different genres and, periods of time and eras, and we ended up with this very silly farce.
And this is your first play. You've directed films.
Yeah, yeah.
Is directing a farce, a comedy of this sort, with a lot of, it's the equivalent of a slam door kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Is this harder to do because of the timing?
It's very hard to do because you have to have great actors, and luckily there are great actors in the play. But it's hard to do because if it...
They couldn't be here today.
They couldn't be here. That's right.
But there are some good ones.
Yeah. The timing is absolutely crucial. If the timing doesn't work, the whole thing doesn't work. If the whole thing doesn't work, then it's really sad and not funny.
Tony Saunders, your character, is the general manager of Cleveland's Grand Opera Company. How has he gotten the great Italian tenor Tito Morelli to perform at this year's gala performance of Otello? And yeah. Otello just seems like the oddest opera to be doing at this.
Well, it provides us the opportunity to actually shamelessly and very cheaply have two people in blackface on stage at the same time in 2010. But how does my guy get him there? Yeah, I don't know. He's my character is really kind of at base is a fish out of water. I mean, he's a money guy. He doesn't really have any business trying to run an opera. He doesn't have any real appreciation for the form or for those show business types. He's really about the almighty dollar.
But he's also kind of uptight. Is he somewhat similar to your character in Monk?
Not at all, no. He's tightly wound, but he is his anger is constantly unleashed, as opposed to Monk, who kind of suppresses everything.
His first words, which we hear over a phone, are something that he screams.
He screams a lot in the play and swears a lot and abuses, verbally abuses people. But he's lovable. I like him.
Jan, you play Maria, Tito Morelli's wife, and she definitely is not uptight.
She gets it out.
She lets her emotions out.
If she doesn't get it out, she does a lot of revenge shopping. So, it's fun. I mean, it's a dysfunctional marriage, and there's a lot of baggage going on, but it's farce. You just kind of take it to that next level and don't look back.
Well, if you were doing a serious drama based on the same premise, would you think a lot more about how she has reacted to his previous infidelities?
Well, there would be different lines to work on. But, you do all that subtextually. I mean, my subtext is so macabre and off-putting that I don't think anyone wants to hear it. So, but
well, it's very funny.
It's very funny, and it's very, it's a little stereotypical, and it's, but we try to, Anthony and I, we play off each other very well, and, it's just it's a big screaming marriage, and it's a lot of fun to play.
Anthony LaPaglia.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, the cast is quite stunning when you look at it. You also have Justin Bartha, who is a TV mm-hmm. star, but who just looks like he's been in theater all of his life. We have Brooke Adams,
and this is my
your wife.
Yes.
Is that the reason she's in this?
Well, I think
other she's than so, she's a great actress,
she is a very good actress. But we did you know, kind of seize on the opportunity of, you know, having the chance to work together. We met doing a play on Broadway together 20 years ago, The Heidi Chronicles, oddly right across the street from the Music Box. And so it's kind of great. It's kind of like a second honeymoon for us.
Well, she's wonderful, but your comment about her dress is what gets the first big laugh when she's on stage.
All of the costumes in this piece are extraordinary. Marty Pakladinas, the costume designer, just hit it out of the park. Clothes that are not only fun to wear for the actors, but great to look at, really, really send us back into this period in a perfect way.
I'm not sure how much you want us to reveal about the plot, but
is there a plot?
It's okay.
You never told me the plot.
It's very complex. I've never understood it, but there's one there.
But in an odd way, it's kind of like the Shakespearean comedies of mistaken identities.
Right, yeah.
And we have, and it requires the same kind of suspension of belief.
You could say that. It yes. actually requires that and about three cocktails before
right.
you actually.
Yeah. You need a suspension bridge. Is what you need.
And suspenders, if
and suspenders,
that.
Anything that'll suspend. You could bring a bungee cord to the. Sure. Sorry.
Well, in directing comedies of mistaken identity, you actually have to approach it pretty much the way you would something one of the Shakespearean comedies, don't you? Except that Shakespeare probably wrote some more memorable lines.
You have to you have to approach every play or every film as you have to find the truth in whatever it is, no matter what the genre is, and then you modulate your direction or your performance accordingly. I mean, we always talked about that. You know, it is a very absurd plot, and you really have to suspend your disbelief. But if it isn't real, if you don't really find the reality and the truth in it, it's not going to be funny. Won't be funny at all.
Jan, there's a lot of physical comedy throughout the play. Did you realize the kind of physical demands that you were going to have to put yourself through when you started on rehearsal?
Well, I think that when I saw Stanley and Tony working together when we first came into it, they were working out a lot of physical things. And actually, the physical comedy I do didn't really come into it. It was different from the rehearsal room to the set because the set was different, and there were different things on the set that I could use. So we just kind of came up with things as we went. And, Stanley was, I hate to compliment him when he's right here, but he was terrifically open and...
Desperate,
and wonderfully, succinct and intelligent about what would work and what wouldn't work. And if you had a question about it, you just looked out to actually both of them and said, is that funny? Does that work? And they were like, yeah, go for it. If it doesn't work, well, we had to get into previews, I think Stanley would agree, before we really knew what was working and what wasn't, because we needed that other character, which is the audience. Yeah.
But you also said that you needed this theater. You had no idea that it, how much time do you actually have to work to develop the play with the full set?
With the full set, when we go in for technical rehearsal, we had about 4 weeks of rehearsal. Then we went into technical rehearsal. We were there for 12 hours a day for about 3 or 4 days.
Oh,
and
so
that's
not
when you're introduced
long.
To
not
it.
Not that long.
It's not long enough, usually.
Yeah. You were in last year's revival of the Royal Family, the Georges Kaufman, Edna Ferber play, about the Barrymore family, or kind of based on the Barrymore family. Mm-hmm. Was that good training for working on this?
Well, they're kind of two different animals. This is a lot more fun, I guess, in a way, because I have a lot of more free time, off stage. Royal Family was a little bit closer to my heart because it's about theater and theater actors, and I was on stage pretty much for the entire 3 hours. This I'm on for, maybe 20 minutes tops.
Well, it's very much an ensemble.
Oh, yeah. It's great. Great, great fun.
Tony, Brooke Adams, as we said, is your wife. He doesn't seem to have much respect for for her character. Has that been an interesting dynamic for the two of you to play?
pass. yes. Well, actually, my character... sort of defers to her. She is the one. My character throws his weight around as if he's the most powerful guy in the room, but when she steps onto the stage, then, you know, I have to defer to her. And that's kind of like our real life. But it's a delight to, you know, just to be on stage together again, and she's magnificent.
Sally, did you want to have a lot of people that you've worked with in the past in this cast, or is that just the way it ended up?
Well, yeah, I mean, I always like to work with people I know because it makes me feel comfortable and I trust them, and there aren't that many surprises. And you have developed a shorthand over the years. Tony and I have worked together many times.
Right, and you've been in a couple of movies, Big Night, The Imposters.
Mm-hmm.
According to the playbill, Anthony LaPaglia says he's pleased to come out of early retirement so that Stanley Tucci could make good on a decades-old threat to ruin his career.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
Did you really do
we're
that?
We're getting there. you know, we always joked about it, that I wanted to direct him in something. And, you know, we talked about this, and I said, we want to do this play. It'll ruin your career, but we'll have a great time. You know, I really love working with people I know, and now I'm lucky to know the people I didn't know, you know, in this cast. And there isn't. I feel so thrilled. It's, you know, you don't always have experiences like this. This is the first time for me I've wanted to go to work in a very, very long time.
Well, the cast is a mix of people who are old pros like Jan and Tony and Anthony LaPaglia, and some newcomers like Justin Bartha. Mm-hmm. Has that been an interesting dynamic, or was it something that you didn't even notice?
Well, Justin, you know, he was so right. He came in and auditioned for it, and he was so right for it. We cast him. He was so funny. And then when we started rehearsing, it was obvious that he had never been on stage before. He didn't really know where to stand on stage, how to angle himself properly. Really just the basic things. But once he got that, and once he wasn't afraid to throw himself into it, he just blossomed. And now he gets on that stage and completely commands it.
He is the most daring, you know, first timer I have ever seen.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine when I was his age. I think he's 31. When I was that age, and I was doing a lot of theater then, exclusively theater. You know, I can't imagine being as fearless and as innovative and it's terrifying what he can do. He's a tremendous, tremendous stage artist.
I've never seen anybody learn that fast.
Well, in the past, over the past few years, as more and more movie actors have been appearing on Broadway, we've heard complaints that the transition is so difficult. And yet Scarlett Johansson in View from the Bridge was just, I don't know if you saw that performance, but it was extraordinary. You would have thought that she'd been working in theater for the last 20 years. And then this, I thought the same thing here. I figured he must have worked in theater somewhere before.
No, he was trained at NYU in theater, but that was...
He was an usher for a while, I think.
He was an usher, yes.
Although not all of the reviews were glowing, the audience on the night I saw it just loved it and laughed throughout the entire play. But I wonder about the laughs. Are you surprised sometimes by the things that people do laugh at?
Oh, I was very surprised that we got the response. I mean, sometimes it's overwhelming, the response that the audience has. They truly love it and love to laugh. So. You know, when you're on stage and you've done this rehearsal period where you haven't had this pause because of the laughter. I mean, we were trying to take time off in the first act, and we got in front of an audience and they put 20 minutes on it because they were laughing so hard. So we were going, well, what do we do?
You know? Does that mess up the timing? Because
no,
there's
I mean,
so much of this is rapid fire.
Right, but it becomes a rhythm thing. It becomes in your muscles after a while. It's that you can kind of expect it, and then you just have to keep. I mean, with farce, you have to just keep it moving no matter what. And I started to find that the more concise your line was, the more concise the laugh would be. So we could kind of move it forward in that way.
Well, I want to thank all of you for being with us. Lend Me a Tenor is at the Music Box Theater at 239 West 45th Street, one of the great, venerable theaters of New York.
Yeah.
And it stars Mary Catherine Garrison, Justin Bartha, Anthony LaPaglia, Jay Klates, Jennifer Laura Thompson, who's just marvelous, your wife, Tony's wife, Brooke Adams, and Tony Shalhoub and Jan Maxwell. It is directed by Stanley Tucci, and I'm assuming, Stanley, this is just the beginning of a whole new career for you.
I hope so, but don't ask the actors that.
Do either of you want to?
We hope so, too.
Do you want to direct?
I don't know if Stanley will let me. Just move aside.
Tony, are you directing any of the Monk episodes ever?
Well, Monk is now over, of course. Oh.
We miss him.
We do? Yes, we do. We do miss him. But I have directed in the past. I directed an independent film, but I would love to direct again, of course. And I feel just watching Stanley do this has been inspirational.
Thank you all so much for being with
us.
Thank you very much.